more Boston Public School students will be able to return to in-person learning. And that's what we're going to talk about next. Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Now, after locking horns for months, the Boston superintendent and the teachers union announced an agreement just this afternoon to bring students back in phases starting February 1st. WBUR education reporter Carrie Young has been digging into the plan. Carrie joins us now. Hey, Carrie, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hi, Tiziana. Glad to be here.
Great to have you. So this sort of starts with some phases. Why don't you give us the broad outlines of the plan and its phases?
Yeah, so beginning February 1st, so within a couple weeks, students who've been qualified for high in-person priority will be allowed to go back. And so that's students with a different level of disability. There's also students who might be experiencing homelessness are included in that level, as well as more students who are English learners. Then come March, there'll be a lot more phasing in going on. Beginning on the 4th, students in preschool through grade 3 will be heading back. March 18th, that expands to grades 4 to 8. And then by the end of the month, March 29th and April 1st, students in high school, so 9 through 12, will be allowed to head back into the buildings, according to the plan. Superintendent Brenda Caselius said on a call with the media today that this plan really is good news for families and really the rest of the school community who had been hoping for an in-person learning return this year.
That will give us stability in turning this new year. It will give us certainty for our teachers to feel that they'll have these safety provisions in place, and also give more comfort to the Boston Health Commission that we're able to deliver on those things. And so it took us some time to get there, but we're glad that we were able to get there.
And one important thing to note from what Superintendent Caselius said just there is that that the plan gives parents some stability. So the agreement that the district made with the teachers union, there isn't a hard and fast metric that would lead schools to close their doors again. City officials say they are considering education to be one of the most essential services they can provide right now, so they're really making it a priority to help keep those school buildings open. And to do that, they are working really hard to provide students and especially staff with the safety provisions to make that happen.
So, Carrie, depending on the number you look at, our coronavirus statistics right now rival or in some places exceed where we were back in the spring when schools shut down. So what is Boston doing, or how is the district going to keep students, teachers, and staff safe with this reopening?
Yeah, I mean, safety precautions have been a big part of this agreement, and it's been a big part of the disagreements in the past. So some of the biggest safety precautions that were included in this particular agreement were the addition of standalone ventilation units for classrooms and really in those buildings with the older infrastructure. The district's also even planning to log and then report those air quality readings just sort of as a backup. And then the other big thing here is regular surveillance testing for all teachers in all 125 Boston public schools. And sort of on another note that you alluded to earlier, you know, when it comes to our coronavirus infection rates, Boston Public Health Commissioner Marty Martinez mentioned today that, you know, while the infection rate numbers are up and even higher than in past surges, that hospitals in the area right now, according to him, are not as strained, at least, as they were last spring in the first surge, which is an important difference, especially when it comes to their decision-making for reopening schools.
Carrie, we noted at the beginning here that this was a plan announced by the teachers union and the Boston Public Schools. That has not been easy to get to. What have been the major sticking points in negotiations?
Yeah, I mean, you remember that vote of no confidence back in December from the teachers union just after the district announced an expansion of in-person learning for more high-need students. So then, and really all through this negotiating process, it seemed the sticking points had to do with access for regular surveillance COVID testing for teachers and how often that happened. So the district says that they are, you know, expanding that regular testing to all teachers now, and they're even working on more ways to expand testing for students. And very importantly, this was something that was brought up to me several times, too, is that this agreement is in writing and that it covers all 125 Boston public schools. So it's an individual memorandum of understanding, which is really something that the union had been pushing for.
So let's jump to testing capacity. How is that expansion happening?
Yeah, I mean, one, from my understanding, the Boston city programs that they are already releasing for, you know, any Boston resident is how they'll be covering the teachers and students here. So the Boston Public Health Commission has been working pretty hard to expand their capability of handling more demand potentially as students open. And so that's what, you know, officials were saying it took a little bit longer to actually be able to announce this. They just wanted to make sure they could actually do what they were promising.
Carrie, I guess I should clarify. I know this might seem obvious, but just to be sure, students do not have to go back into hybrid learning, correct?
That's correct. So students don't have to go back. It's all optional. And the district has not gotten firm numbers on how many students are planning on coming back for hybrid learning, but their estimate is that around half might take them up on that.
All right. Now, I know this is just out this afternoon, but have you heard reactions, criticism, responses so far, anything?
Well, I mean, mostly I've heard from the union, and so far that's been pretty positive. Boston Teachers Union President Jessica Tang pointed out today that one of the big reasons, again, her organization is so on board is that it's in writing and it covers all of their schools, which is a lot more than other large districts are doing around the country, the big one being Chicago. And that district is seeing some significant tensions with their educators right now as they attempt to reopen buildings. It's something that Jessica Tang addressed today in a media call.
First of all, we have an agreement, and we actually have more than one agreement. And unfortunately, in Chicago, they don't have an agreement at all in writing. And so that's why, I am grateful that we've been able to work with the leadership here in the city to have not just one agreement, but a series that have adapted to our changing and progressing understanding of the pandemic.
And Tang even went a little bit farther today and said that this agreement could be used as a template for other large urban districts around the country. So it seems that the union is pretty heavily in favor of what was agreed upon here today.
All right. And Carrie, just in the last few seconds, what are you going to watch for now?
Yeah, I mean, I think I will be looking out for those numbers of just how many students return to hybrid learning in Boston public schools, where they're coming from, what their backgrounds are, and that kind of thing. Basically watching the rollout process. I think it'll be interesting.
All right. That's WBUR education reporter Carrie Young. Carrie, thanks.
Thank you.